irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 1st, a new month, a new world, a new dream. Whatever it is, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but thank you all for joining me this morning. I'm joined yet once again in the co-host seat by Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining me yet once again. I know you've posted this, and maybe a lot of your friends are going to listen, so I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Right?
I should be nervous.
I have to be at my best behavior with your friends listening.
No, be on your worst behavior.
Yeah, right?
They like when everyone acts bad.
Yeah. I need you closer to the mic, or you can pull it towards you. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, eventually you'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, I'm short. There so you like go. Difficult for me.
It has nothing to do with the height. Come on. No, we just need to... I need to dispense some advice on how to use the mic.
Yes.
So I didn't do that, and I apologize. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by a very special guest who's been here before and always enjoyed. The room is full of light today with beautiful women in the studio. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. And I just wanted to bring up this just as breaking news. I guess two students were shot at an LA school like about an hour ago or so. So there's not much that they can report other than to say a female...
Shooter?
A female student has been taken into custody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so maybe it is the shooter being female. I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's usually a man that's doing the shooting.
Right?
Yeah, like you've never... I don't think there's ever been a female shooter before, right?
Right, but there are quite a few crimes with young ladies. You
well,
know
have
I mean?
You ever seen the
Remember
show Snapped?
Those? No.
Mm. It's all about psycho women that have committed the most like horrible crimes in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I mean, I remember those young girls that killed their friend. Remember over this character from...
Yeah, Slenderman.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what, 12 years old, right?
Yeah, they're actually making a movie of that now.
Oh, really?
Because of their crime. Yeah, it's called Slenderman.
Yeah.
So creepy.
You know, you have that, and then you had... Tanya Harding, of course, who attacked the skater.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
But she's like popular now. Like people like her now.
There's a show, right?
No,
there's
she has a movie though. Called Tanya and I or I, Tanya
I,
or
Tanya.
Something. Yeah, people like her now.
It's a movie or a show?
No,
isn't
it's a
TV
movie.
Show?
It's a movie,
okay,
yeah.
Wow.
And it won like a Golden Globe too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I know. How.
So you just got to be like a psychopath and then you get a Golden Globe.
Exactly. You know, so you got to be... So, yeah, I mean, obviously the majority of criminals that do this shit is men. But yeah, you get women doing this stuff. I don't know.
And women are more calculated, I feel. Like, it's more like if there's women that are doing crimes, it's like they planned it out. Men, it's just like they might wake up in the morning and they may commit a crime.
Right. The way we have sex, pretty much, right?
Yeah,
we either plan
much.
It out or have it on a whim, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, literally.
There you go.
Most men just have it on a whim, I feel.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't plan it that much.
Women plan it, though, for sure.
Well, so there's a lot in the news, mostly politics, so we're going to skip that and get into our lives a little more. Tomorrow is Friday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Tomorrow's not Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's Friday.
Wake up. Smell the coffee. You lost track of time.
Rent is due today. I hope everyone paid it.
That's true. The first of the month.
It's always the worst.
I know. But, yeah. So, also, for those who have been wondering about my beard that's been growing and growing bushier all the time, today marks the 30 days since I started growing it, and it's coming down tonight. Get a haircut, get a shave, feel like myself again, you know? Because I couldn't even get a haircut either, you know?
You should keep the beard. You
know. Thank you very much. A lot of people are saying that, but with all due respect, I'm taking the fucking shit down, man. I've had enough of this. This is like a growth on your face. Are you kidding me? It's like having like grown, like being covered by cactus or something, you know?
I've always heard that. Every guy says that having beards is like prickly and annoying.
It really is.
Which it doesn't seem like it is because you guys don't really scratch that often, but it just looks
good.
No,
but you know, you touch your face often during the day. I do. And also, you know, when people try to kiss you or just put their cheek next to you, it's prickly. And itchy,
it doesn't bother me. And no, I don't think it bothers half of the girls in America.
That's true, right? Because that's what, you see, I think like a man. And as a man, we like soft, hairless bodies.
Yeah.
But you guys
actually,
like the
you
opposite.
Actually, you just said that you really don't care if it's hairless, though, yesterday.
Oh, well, that depends where. That depends where on the body, okay?
But yeah.
I did get some response on your remarks about butthole hair and stuff, but people said, yeah, that's a slam dunk she's in.
I make myself laugh. That's
so obviously I listened to some people and stuff, and looks like a good topic.
You know
to
what? There's
about,
a lot of girls that have hairier like facial hair than you do. I just don't understand that. Have you ever been out and like a woman has a hairier mustache than you?
Right, right. But you know what? You got to be very sensitive with this because what can they do? You know, they're born like that.
Yeah, it's called go to European Wax Center and wax it.
Yeah, but you know what? If your face is full like of hair all the time, how are you going to do that?
Like,
I had a guest once who was like from an Asian country or...
A woman, I'm assuming.
A woman from an Islamic country, but where... I guess people are hairy, you know, so she's just got hair on her facial.
Like a mustache.
Not kind of, but, you know, also around and stuff. And she says that she's had a really hard childhood with that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's
yeah,
just
I know,
like,
but it's,
it doesn't cost that much. It's like $11
but
to like
imagine
wax
if you had
hair.
It on your face all the time.
I would
know?
Not.
No,
I wouldn't
well,
be out.
No, but if you're naturally like that,
right?
You'd be self-conscious about it.
No, no,
I guess,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And wax it
and
off.
And
okay.
I try to be sensitive
no,
about it,
you.
But it's just like, oh, God.
I'm trying to understand why she hadn't, but... I think she is, but maybe not all the time. I
yeah.
don't know.
Like when
but
my
you
hair
to,
starts to grow back,
yeah.
It's like I can't even, I won't even go out.
Be like yeah. whiskers.
And mine doesn't
and stuff,
even get that bad, but it's like yeah. if you put on cover up and you can still see the hair, it's a problem.
Right,
yeah.
right. That's true. So yeah, so the bottom line is men like smooth, women like hair, and we all get along.
Yeah, but
right?
you're going to go shave today, so
yeah,
you're not taking my advice at all.
No, I'm not taking your advice because I'm the one who has to live with it every day.
Well, it looks good.
And, you know, also in the morning, I mean, I never, normally I never leave the house unshaved in the morning. Every day I have to be shaved when I shower. And so when I don't, even if I skip one day, I feel kind of like not clean enough, you know. So it's
do
a matter
of... Do you brush
of,
it right now? Or do you just
no,
like get
no,
out of bed?
No, no, just, you see, it's wild. I mean, I can't brush it. It'll go where it wants anyway.
You know your beard is not... Guys, I just wish you could see him right now. His beard is like not even that drastic. Like there's people that have like beards like down to their chin.
Right, but how many? You know, most people are like pretty eccentric when they're like that, you know.
And it's great.
Or rabbis or whatever, you know.
Or rabbis.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's true. But look, it's, I mean, I'm beyond salt and pepper now. I mean, this beard is totally white on the bottom and it just doesn't feel good. Look,
do you dye your hair white or does it grow in white?
No, no, no. Dye it white?
Yeah, some people would do that.
Are you serious?
Like when I'm older, I'm going to dye my hair like white.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Dead serious. I want a white bob.
Yeah. No, my hair is going to get darker by tomorrow, I promise, but not the beard.
You what know? Do you mean you're going to dye it?
Yeah.
So you're going to dye it black?
Well, yeah, I always have for the past few months.
Why? You care a lot about your looks, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you're 57, you start caring about how you look.
Yeah, my dad's kind of like that, too.
Because
I feel like he shaves
otherwise,
like
look, you get older, you become invisible, I'm telling you, to people. Really, think about it. When you see older people...
So
you
think
really?
If you dye your hair black tonight, you're going to be visible?
Yeah.
No. No,
I'm telling you. No, I'm being. Look, but I look younger. Okay, so you'll see what I mean.
Okay, well, we'll wait till tomorrow.
I look fresher. You know, I don't know. I like.
Hey,
it,
you know what? Do you?
But I don't care.
Do you?
Exactly. I'm doing me. That's it. Everybody tells me don't dye it and don't shave your beard, and I'm saying fuck it. I am dying and I am shaving my beard.
Well,
so
I feel like
go.
To be honest,
it doesn't matter.
Young women that like to date older men like the salt and pepper look.
Right, but I'm not looking to.
No, I'm not saying that you are, but yeah. I'm saying the salt and pepper look is not a bad look.
I know, but it's beyond salt and pepper. It's getting white.
It's
okay, my hair is white. You haven't seen my hair, but it's white.
Guys, it's
okay?
Not white, but fine.
No, not now, but, you know. Anyway, enough talking about me and the way I look and stuff. We're going to bring in our guest right now. And I was just going to ask you, any big plans for the weekend? Isn't it Super Bowl weekend this week?
Yeah, it is. Holy crap. And are you a Pats fan or an Eagles fan?
No, in fact, I hate the Patriots because they win every year. I mean, what kind of a Super Bowl is this where you already
okay,
know?
Okay, so that's why you hate them because they're superstars?
I don't hate them. I don't really care.
Do you want to know why I hate the Pats? It's so ridiculous. I like was going to hook up with this guy from the Pats, and my car broke down on the way, and he's hooked up with my roommate, and I just hate the Pats because he's on it.
Other than that,
I think they're a great team.
So you got personal reasons for that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so weird because I'm from Boston, and when the Pats won like the past 10 years in a row, every time it's just like no one in Boston will shut the fuck up. Mm. Like no one in Boston will shut the fuck up about it.
Really?
And I'm just like, okay, if they lose, like everyone will be quiet for a little while. Yeah.
That's true. They're from your hometown, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about
it. Yeah. So I won't be there for that debacle, but I definitely will be hitting a party and drinking somewhere for sure.
Sounds good. I'm sure you'll find a lot of Pats fans. Yeah, fans and bars. And
actually, I feel like I went to church last night. Yes, I go to church.
Wow. Even during the week?
Yeah.
At night?
Well. And everyone there was like not a Pats fan. The preacher did a prayer at church. Dear God, please make sure that the Patriots lose. And everyone in the church said, amen.
I just want them to lose so we'll have different teams on the Super Bowl. All right. At any rate, folks, we're going to bring in our guest right now. She's the polished woman herself, Jessica Bunovac. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hi. Hello. Good
morning,
everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for inviting me again.
Of course. Of course. Hopefully, we're entertaining you while you're waiting your turn.
I love that. I love that you go to church.
I don't look like I go to church. I just started. I'm not going to act like I've been to church my whole life, but I definitely just started.
I have the same thing. They're like, wait, what? You pray every day?
No, I moved to LA and needed to find Jesus because it's tough out here.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I was like, dear God, help me get through this.
Wow. So you know what you come into. I mean, you know it would be pretty difficult, but at the same time.
I thought I was going to be easy.
Really?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I lost all my money, couldn't date. My family's not here. I just kind of like lost my mind. And I was like, let me try to go to church. But this church is like lit. It's at the Saban Theater. Uh-huh. The preacher's like a comedian. It's actually really fun. So it's not like you go to church and it's like everyone turns a page, palms, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
It's good though.
Do you
really
like it
good.
So far?
I do. So I went a couple months before I went to Boston and now I'm back. And last night was my first night back. So it was fun.
It's a good way to meet people, I think.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Jessica?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really life changing.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I used to, you know.
Right.
Really?
I'm a polished woman now, but I used to be a girl player. We talked about this.
What does polished woman mean, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's just, I describe it as a woman who's confident and who has the tools, you know, that can get a man, and at the same time, when you're already married, you can maintain that whole, you know, marriage.
So you got to teach me a few things, girl.
Yeah. That's why I have that book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. I divided it into two, and the dating is, you know, of course, it's about dating and everything, and how to find the, you know, the right man. And then when you're already married, of course, you don't stop.
Right.
You know, you still have to have those, I don't call it rules, I call it more like a guide,
right?
Like a guidance, you know, to be able to maintain that marriage,
right?
I see. To like get along with the other person.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yeah. For every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
And
keep the light going on too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you know, after a while, I think you just go. You know, after so many years, you just go, am I really attracted to that person anymore?
I know.
Yeah. It's the same thing over and over again. I can't say the word, but it's the same, you know.
Yeah, same sex. Yeah.
It's the same thing every day. So it's really not, when you're married for a long time, it's really not about the sex or about, it's really more of the compatibility. It's more of like the emotions.
Like if you're friends or not. Like you have to be friends, I feel.
You know, I find it really like, you know, like it's weird when you say, okay, he's my best friend, she's my best friend. But I always say, babe, I don't want to be your best friend. I want to be your
whore.
Right. I want to be, you know, like something like that.
Yeah, right.
Your best friend. He's like my brother. He's like, no, you're not like, you know, I feel like I still want
That's
to be a lover.
True.
I still want to be, you know, whoever you want me to be.
Right.
That's true.
So.
Because friends you can get a lot of, but the partner you only have one, right?
Yeah.
And that's true. You know, I mean, I think if you become too close friends, then it could affect the sex, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
For me, I always advise women, don't tell 100% to your spouse or to your whoever your relationship keep a little bit of mystery about yourself.
Oh. See, that's what I fail at. I'm like an open book right on the first date. I'm like, hey,
no.
This is my whole life story.
Even my husband doesn't know everything about my past because I want him to like learn about me every day. And we've been married for 17 years now.
Wow.
And he's still like, you know,
he still doesn't know everything about you.
No.
Wow. How do you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you like budget the amount of stuff
right,
you tell
know,
him
right?
so you don't run out of things?
I just talk about other things. I talk about the things that I love to do. I talk about things for the future instead of like talking about my past because I want him to still like, wait, this happened to you? Like sometimes you
right.
Yeah, you didn't know that? No. Oh, he still didn't know who I dated and stuff. He doesn't know anything about that.
Well, I mean, he's very lucky to wake up next to you every day because you are phenomenally beautiful. Your skin is flawless. I need to know who does your facials because goddamn. I mean, like, yeah. So I feel like when you're in a relationship as well, it's important to also remain some type of attraction as well because that fades for a lot of people.
Oh,
like when then you just turn around one day and you're just like, I can't do it anymore, you know?
Yeah. No, it's really
I've never been in a relationship, like, for a long period of time, so I don't know what that could be like. Mm-hmm. But even after a couple of months in some of the situations I've been in, it's just, like, after, like, 6 months, I'm like, I don't even know if I like you.
Wow. Oh, my God. So it takes you six months to figure that out.
I was the same. I called myself a woman, you know, like a manizer, like a womanizer.
Yeah.
I was a manizer. I never had like a long relationship. I didn't even believe in marriage.
Right.
You were like a serial dater or something. Really?
I felt like, oh, I'll never be monogamous. I'll never be with just one guy.
Yeah.
It was me. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, 2 months we dated, we got engaged, and then I was...
Two months?
Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it will come.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Where did you guys meet? Was it at a grocery store?
Yeah. In my country, in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, he was at decathlon. We were talking about that. He was at decathlon, and I was...
A famous athlete, right?
Yeah, and I was co-hosting a show. It's like an entertainment thing in the Philippines, and so I interviewed him. But then before that, I already knew he was a womanizer.
Athlete, yeah. Oh, he was like a slut.
Yeah, he was
a slut. So you were attracted to him.
It's weird. But before that, we took a little bit. I was young, so we took ecstasy. Yeah. So
it
kind of like helped us talk, but that helped. And then after that,
wow.
So you met, so 2 months engaged, huh?
Yeah.
Had he proposed?
He proposed. He took me here in the U.S.
Oh, really?
And he brought me to Hermosa because that's where he was born.
Okay.
Uh-huh. His child. So he took me to Hermosa Beach and proposed to me in Hermosa Beach.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
We're like on the strand there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was there.
And then 17 years later, you're still with him.
Whoa. And I'm still in love. It's weird.
Tell me something. Wow. Did he buy you a house right on the strand in Hermosa Beach? My God, these houses are like $100 million.
When we moved here, we didn't have anything. We didn't have any like money because, you know, moving here, we have a little bit, but it's like, you know, we stayed there for 10 years. He was there for like 14 years and we stayed there and then moving here because the kids are in my daughter is in college. So we're like, this is a place.
Wait, not the 14-year-old?
Not the 14-year-old.
Oh, okay, I was like, whoa, is she a teenager?
She has more than one kid.
I have three kids and he adopted both my two kids.
Okay.
So he married me. It's a package deal.
So wait a minute. So you had a child before you met him?
Yes.
Ah, you see, she missed that part out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's not... Okay, so your 14-year-old daughter, that's not her biological dad.
No, that is.
Yeah, that is.
But the oldest
one. But the oldest one, the 30-year-old and the 24...
Do you believe she's got a 30-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
I mean, you look 25.
Yeah,
you know?
Like my age. You literally look like we could be like best friends. That's crazy.
Oh, I go out with my daughter. I party with her.
Yeah,
I drink.
There you go. See, she's a wild woman
still. I know.
Yeah,
and that's what I told
you.
My
need
husband.
To coach my mom. My mom like needs to like start going out, be young, be fresh again. Like she just
should.
I don't even think I've ever had like a spa day with my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's oh my God, that's important.
Yeah.
You should
I've had spa days with my dad, not my mom. See, my dad is like the young hip, cool person, and my mom is like a She's like a she actually is a parole officer, but I've been calling her a parole officer like my whole life. She needs to read your book, basically.
Yeah, listen up, read the book. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Listen up, smoke a joint, you know, relax.
She does smoke weed, I will say that.
Oh, good. So she's calmer than she would have been otherwise.
Yeah, she just needs to get her groove back. Like maybe go to an island, get some braids.
She should meet someone.
Yeah, well, her and my dad actually just split, and they were together for 33 years. So it's kind of hard for her right now, but maybe if she reads your book.
That's what we were just talking about.
Maybe she can read your book, learn a few things, get a new man, or get her old man back, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing, though, after 33 years? I mean, were you, like, shocked?
No.
Or did you see it coming?
It's not that it was, like, expected, because it was weird, because I came home from Boston. I went there for 2 months, because I couldn't get my shit together in L.A. Yeah. It's hard out here. Yeah. Just like like, when you said you came here with nothing, I literally have nothing right now.
Yeah.
So I, like, texted my sister. I'm like, hey, fly me home. I'm gonna lose my mind. So she flew me home, and like right when I flew home, Gabby was like, "Hey, mom and dad split right for the holidays." And I was like, "I'm going home to get like a break, you guys. I'm not trying to go home and deal with drama." And it's weird because they still love each other, you can tell, but they've had like a lot of issues. So it's just like, what I mean? Like
they should work it out. 33 years.
It's hard because you would think if you're separated, you wouldn't spend any time together. But like she'll go to his house and like have a steak or watch football, and I'm like, aren't you guys supposed to be like separated? But then then she'll like have a meltdown and be like, I'm single, your dad left me. And I'm just like, okay, they need to like figure it out. But I love them both dearly. It's just like I wasn't shocked when they got split. It just sucks because they've been together for 33 years.
Yeah.
But maybe a dead ass, maybe she should read your book. I told her to read.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of women books too. Like it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken. And it's like people that have been in like long committed relationships and then one day it's over, but there's one person that just can't like understand that it's over, and you just read a book and you get it.
You know what I advise couples that are going through this? If there is still love,
yeah, they definitely love each other for sure.
I really don't give up on them, like
right?
Because if I see and I feel that she disgusts me or he disgusts me, but definitely if there is still love, you know, between the two of them,
right?
I think it's
what kind of love are you talking about, though? Because you know, I think if they still have a passionate love, they probably won't break up. You're talking more like after you lived for so many years, that kind of love.
Yeah, that's what I think. By the way, you're telling me. I think they still have passionate love for each other.
Right.
But I feel like, but the thing is, because I think your mom is still a little bit. Usually in a marriage, it's usually the woman. I always say that. Why? Why is it us? Why is it also because we are? I explained this, I think, before. We are the neck,
right,
of the guy, and these are the guys, and we normally like, you know, take them wherever they're gonna go or whatever the life that they wanna. Go to, and then if you don't, then it falls apart.
Right.
The guy falls apart.
Yeah. Right, and he doesn't know how to handle it.
He doesn't know how to handle it. So it's really the woman. It's really, you know, your mom. But I feel like it can, this relationship, if I talk to both of them, it can be resolved. And they can still go back to
you. You should be a dating coach.
Well, she is probably.
But you know what it is? It's a my dad has he's very young at heart. Like me and my sister love to party with him and stuff. Yeah. And my mom never wants to do anything fun. And I think that's kind of where they started having problems. Because like, you should want to go out with your man. You should want to have fun with your man. If your man wants to go to a club once a month, you should do it. It's not bad. It's not, you know. And I think they kind of, honestly, I think that was the beginning of the downfall for them, you know. And
you just needed attention from your mom. Trust
me. like
men are like that. They need so much attention.
They're like worse than girls.
Why? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they look for their mother, maybe, in a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all men like that, do you?
All men. Trust me. All men.
When our show started and I was on the phone like all the time, you know, the whole social media.
Right.
I have to because, you know, like while your show is on, you have to answer people. And he's like, wait, you've been like on the phone. And this is only like a few days. I said, babe, okay, I'll give you attention. So I kind of made a date. Okay, next on Monday, where you and I will go out, we're going to a hotel, we'll have a date night, and I turn off my cell phone. He was happy. So for the whole week, he didn't even bother.
Right.
He didn't even bother. You know, it did not bother him that I was using the phone.
Right.
You just give him that special time. right. you know, right. that he needed. Yeah. And he'll be okay.
Wow.
So yeah. it's really a it's
so
a
after 17 years, you go on dates to a hotel and stuff yeah. like that, huh?
I don't
wow, what
do.
A wild
I
woman
know.
You are.
I just
yeah.
yeah.
You hit the jackpot yeah. with you, you know?
Yeah, you're like ideally what everyone should be in yeah, a relationship, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
The Madonna and the whore, right? That
yes.
type of thing. Not that you are. I'm just saying that's what they call it, though. You know, everybody wants a mom on the one hand and the lover,
yeah,
on, the
and
other.
Lover on the
so
other.
So let me
yeah.
ask you a question. Do you cook? Do you clean? Does he cook? Do you clean? Like, do you guys switch off?
I always say the three things that you really get a man to fall for you is to feed them. Like,
yeah.
There's three things about the feeding. Feed their ego. That's
right. Right.
Feed their sexual, you know, their desire.
That's
right.
And feed them, you know, feed their stomach. But right. that's one thing that I can't. I can't really cook. So I. So what I do is I serve him in other ways.
Right.
Like I take care of his clothes. I make sure that when I know that he's leaving the next day, I take care of his clothes the night before.
Right. right.
You know, so I feed him in other ways. But right. I feed his ego all the time.
Wow.
Because they need that.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So for dinner. You make reservations.
That's
pretty
what I
much
do.
It, right?
So we go from one restaurant to the other.
How cool is that, right?
That's so crazy. So but he doesn't know how to cook either?
He does, but I think for us, it's fun to, like, you know.
So you guys have, like, date explore. Night every night then?
Well, not every night, but we have someone that cooks
right.
for us, but... We have date nights like at least once a week.
Right.
I make sure.
Wow, very important.
Yeah.
So you see, so what you're saying really is it's up to the woman, right, to keep these things
going, right? Yeah, it's not
going,
really the
right?
guys. The guys doesn't have any clue.
Right.
I mean, men, if we women are... you know, they won't be able to, like, survive.
Right.
I know that for a fact.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, like, something like this, you're right about this because, you know, sometimes I think, you know, the best, the nicest thing to do is to surprise a woman with flowers or something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet I never do it. I only think about it when someone else does it.
Like, if you see a post like on social media, you're like, I should have done that.
It's not that I don't want to buy flowers. It would be the greatest feeling
yeah.
when you give it to someone. But I don't even think about it. That's what I'm trying to
That's
say.
That's why someone has to tell you. That's
right.
why you remind, hey, you know what? You have not, you know, said I love you to me for, you know, for a while now. And he would be like, oh my God, that's right. And then he would, like, write a letter. Like,
oh,
he would,
you see,
oh,
that's the thing.
But I don't think there's a lot of men left like your husband. Like, and my brother, I would say my brother is like your husband. Like, he still writes his wife love
yeah,
letters and
yeah.
leaves it on the pillow and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, this day and age, it's like I've noticed that, like, the social media posts and stuff, I think that's like a facade of people showing parts of their relationship
yeah.
that they want to be
yeah.
seen, but that's not
right.
necessarily
yeah.
what that man or that woman is like at home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
right.
really,
you know,
none of my girlfriends are like, hey, my boyfriend wrote me a love letter and took me on, like,
you know,
a
right?
hike where there was, like, like
yeah.
a picnic at the top of it for us.
You
like,
know
I don't hear any
men,
of that.
If you ask men nowadays, they say they would say, I don't have any clue. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Like,
right.
do I have to do that? They're just clueless. For
right.
cause, the new generation nowadays, it's more of like the equality of
right.
the women and the men. And for me, I believe in that so much. But then for me, I feel like, you know, you both need, how do I say this? You both need attention, you both need love, you both, so it's really the communication. You have to mm-hmm. really talk every now and then of what you need from
right.
the guy, and the guy would say, okay, what do you need from me?
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like some guys get annoyed with that though, right? When you're like, hey babe, hi, me, remember me? I'm gonna need some attention on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week, or it's not gonna work out.
No, you should let him you should give his whatever his needs first,
right.
and then ask yours.
Right.
Oh,
so
really?
How many times
yeah.
a week do you think that couples should be having sex?
For three at least.
Even if you're married and both have full-time
like
jobs.
Like 17 years later or 33 years later, you're saying three times a week.
Yeah.
I can see that, though.
Yeah.
You know, I
you
can see
to.
That.
You have to keep that sack empty.
But how do you do it?
Oh, my God.
Or else he's going to find somewhere.
Oh, my God.
To
so
empty
true.
It out, right?
Ew.
That's my number one rule, keep that sack empty. I got that from a friend of the parents of a friend of mine, a close friend of mine, and they are married for like 45 years, and she was like, the secret, keep that sack
okay
empty.
But what if the kids are still living with you and they're young and like your house isn't that big, and like to have sex, like they're gonna hear you.
Well, that's why you have to go somewhere
Like, get, like, go on date night and get a hotel.
Go on date night and go in a car.
In a car.
One time we did that. My husband, I because there were so many people in our house. And I'm like, shoot, we need to have sex. We had to go and drive around. And all of a sudden, like, these police people came, opened their lights and just
Oh, my God. And you were in the car?
And they were like, no, we're married. We're not doing it.
Did you get in trouble, like, citated?
Yeah, we got in trouble. But you know what? We're married. There are people in our house and we have to do it. So they actually, like, laugh at us. I don't think a lot of couples do that.
It's because she's wild.
I don't think there's a lot of women like you.
Right. You see, it's up to the woman. If a woman's wild, that's what's going to happen. If she's passive.
Like, I don't think it's possible for your husband to ever get bored with you, because I don't think we could ever get bored with you, and we've known you for 10 minutes, so I can't imagine your husband ever being bored.
But you have to remember something. Even eating steak every night gets old after a while. And that's the thing. So to keep that spark, and I totally see that, because you know what? To me, it's a big turn on when the woman's turned on and she initiates it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like I grew up believing or being told that women are not into sex. They don't like sex. You know, this is the 60s.
I know.
You know, 70s. So, you know, and so for me, it was always a turn on to find out women are actually into sex and they love it, you know?
Oh, right.
So I think it's important for a woman to be very sexual, you know, because that's really what men need to feel close.
Even if you don't feel like you have to do it, you know, it's because it's really good. I'm like, oh my gosh, really?
Exactly. Well, yeah. But you got to do it. How, like, going to the gym or something?
Yeah, you got to. It's like, like going to the gym, you don't really want to work out, right?
Right.
But you got to do it. So it's like this. But because you love the person, you want to do it because you love him.
Wow. Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's an obligation. I'm doing it because you love the I love the person.
Right.
So.
Now, what if you have a partner that, because I was just thinking, what if you husband suddenly is more sexual than you even, and he goes, you know, let's start experimenting with, like, swinging, with things like that. I mean, do people do that, right?
They do that, but I don't.
I couldn't do it.
I am a very religious person, but I won't. Like,
but there's other things you could do too, like play games, you know, things like that.
I do the role playing.
Really?
I do like, hey, babe, so who do you want me to
like, you'll get a costume? You know, like you'll get a costume?
And whoa. I would, you know, when you make love sometimes, you think of
and fantasies,
like,
and
fantasy
stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So I make it into reality, like, okay, babe, I know. Who are you thinking right now? Just let me know, and I'll be that person.
Right, right.
You know, you just have to really communicate and.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like, let me pretend I'm in the hospital bed and you're the nurse and you're washing my wee-wee, you know?
With your mouth.
Yeah.
And whatever the woman turns, I mean, but with me, what turns me on is I imagine, like, whatever, like, a professor and a student. So I would say, okay, babe, let's pretend I'm your student, you're my professor. So at the same time, you know, whatever turns you on as well, that's what you should
do. Yeah. Well, my kind of woman, man, and more women should learn to behave like this. And if you want to, get Jessica's book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, The Polished Woman's Guide to Love, Romance, and Sex. And as you can see, you're definitely an authority on this. I mean, because you've made it an important thing in your life. You know, many people, I think, for them, what we've been talking about is such a small part of their relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
But don't get me wrong. We fight as
I'm
well.
Sure.
We,
I'm sure.
Like, you know, but things happen in our life that I was able to learn, you know, things in our marriage. Because if not, that's why I started. When we moved here, a close friend of mine that I just met kind of had a crush with, you know, with my husband. And
oh, hell,
you know,
no.
Yeah, they kind of like had an emotional affair. Nothing sexually, but
what do you mean? I think that's worse than a sexual
affair.
Yeah.
Right?
But what do you mean they had an emotional affair?
It was like a 4-day, you know, texting. It was like a flirtatious, whatever.
Right.
Was this after he proposed or before?
We were already married for like 10 years.
Yeah, she's talking about texting.
Yeah.
That was not 17 years ago.
But it was someone you knew.
It was someone, but she was my close friend here. She was actually one of the first closest friends.
Well, you're not friends with her anymore, right?
No, but you know what? If I see her, I would actually hug her and thank her.
Really?
Because if not, no, honestly, because if not,
it made
I
you.
Will not, it would not wake me up to do this.
Right,
things.
Like, right.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to feed his ego. I totally forgot to, you know, text him.
So you took responsibility.
Yes, yes. And because of that situation, that made me, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Then that's when I actually started, you know, advising women, oh, no, your husband, don't wait until your husband
is cheating.
You know, cheated or something. And I'm, and you know, and he was honest enough to tell me that, hey, you know, this is happening, and this is, and I caught, and he let me read all the
texts,
and I was hurt for a while.
Yeah,
but then,
I can
but
imagine.
Then that made actually our marriage stronger, and was for me, I was able to figure out the things that I should be doing as a wife.
So it was a wake. It was a wake up call. Yeah, right?
But there's some woman who would take your situation and instead of saying it made our marriage stronger, it would just cause resentment and they would hate their husband.
No, because
I agree with you. Like at some point, because I do feel like it's not always the woman's fault, but sometimes like we get comfortable and we stop caring less, or we start like getting cute or trying, and like there's people that get into relationships and gain like 50 pounds. I'm like, I know your man did not start dating you because in 5 years from now you're going to look like that, you know? But they just stop caring because they get comfortable.
Yeah.
So when you stop feeding his ego or stop feeding his sexual desires, he goes to look for it somewhere else. And there's some people that do get mad and they're like, no, I can't. No, it's not. Nope.
Yeah,
not gonna,
I know. I resented him moving here because, you know, the life here is so hard.
Yeah.
And back in my country, we have nannies. We have, you know, we have everything. We have helpers, and here I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? So I kind of like resented him, but it was good for the kids.
Yeah.
And so I started not, you know, fixing. I was just like, whatever. I was in my sweats. I looked like, you know, I literally looked like a mom. I was not the wife anymore that he.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I feel like even you looking like a mom would be hot.
Yeah, but you don't want to. No, but it's not the looking. I think it's the way she behaves.
Yeah,
you know? And if she behaves like your mother, you're not attracted to her. Because nobody's attracted to their mother sexually, you know? Yeah. So if I feel like I'm being mothered. Yeah. Well, maybe some are. Yeah, the Oedipus complex.
Like, Jeffrey Dahmer motherfuckers are attracted to their moms for sure.
But no, really. I mean, if you feel that. Your wife is like your mother, you're going to treat her like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a nightmare.
So, true. Yeah.
So let me ask you both a question. So I know that you're saying feed his ego, feed his mind. And for instance, I've found myself, and I realize my sister does it too, that when we get into any type of relationship, we start spoiling the guys that we're with. Like, we'll buy them gifts, a new cologne. We'll do, like, cute, like, messages or cooking them dinner every night. But I've noticed that when I start to do those type of things in relationships, the further they run from me. It's
right.
Like they start running for the hills. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. I'm giving you my all. I'm trying really hard.
Uh-huh.
And you're running for the hills.
You know what?
It's almost like they like women that don't give a shit about them.
Yes. Oh, they like women that are very mysterious. They like... That's why if you're not married to the guy yet, I think...
Don't do any of that?
Don't do any of that. Be busy. It's not playing... I always say it's not... Well, yeah, but I don't want to play games. I want to be this. It's not playing games, but it's really making yourself busy by dating other people until you're married. Don't give yourself 100% to the guy that you're dating right now if he's not 100% with you.
So are you in the dating stages, though? Are you okay with... both of the parties dating other people and sleeping with other people? Because that's what gets me. Like, I don't care if someone is dating other people, but it's like, I don't want to be giving my body to someone knowing that you're giving your body to Rebecca last night.
Well, you have to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, but most guys are full of shit.
I know.
No, babe, it's only you.
Yeah, but that's why I don't believe them. Until they say, hey, I want to marry, until you have that...
Ring on the finger.
Don't. I always dated four guys or three guys at the same time.
Oh shit!
And when I met my husband,
because you could. I mean, you're beautiful.
Yeah, like yes.
Not everybody
stunning.
Can do that. Though,
no, but
right?
not everybody. I just don't want to give. I just say that. Don't give 100% of yourself.
Right.
But then again, but if you're with him, give like, oh my gosh, be like the person. Oh my gosh, I want to be with this girl. But then when you're not with him. You know, make him feel, where the heck is she?
Right.
She's not texting me back. She's not calling me. She's not.
Yeah, so he's busy thinking about you, right?
Yeah,
right.
Even if it's negative.
Yeah, but but then again, you're not playing games because you're actually busy with other guys.
Right.
You know, but you're not having sex with all of them.
Ooh, no, right. No.
But the thing is, you're just basically.
So let me ask you the big question, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but she is here to talk about the TV show too.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten that there yet.
But before we get to, because we only have 10 minutes left, we better get to it.
Okay.
But the big question: how long should a woman wait until she has sex with a man that she met?
Right. Good question.
You know what? There's no days.
So like, it's different.
If you feel it, you feel it. But then again, don't expect. This is what I all taught my sister. She always calls me. She's like, gee, what do you think? Should I say? I don't care. If you want to sleep with him, sleep with him. But don't expect him to call you back and say, you know, and say, hey, I want to see you again. Don't have any expectations. If you want to sleep with him, that's your choice. If you if you don't want to sleep with him and make him wait for 3 days, that's your choice.
Right, but if you want to have a relationship with him, do you give it up right away?
No, not in the first. I did that.
For example, I was like talking to some guy that I've never met in person. Mm-hmm. He's really attractive, but I just don't sleep with people like immediately.
Yeah.
So, like, last night, he's like, hey, do you want to hang out when you get off of church? I'm like, yeah, you can come over. And he was about to come over, and I was like, hey, I hit him with I'm just letting you know, like, if you come over, like, I'm not going to sleep with you.
Good, let him know in advance. Yeah.
He never came.
Really?
He never came over. So I was like,
so you're smart.
Yeah. I said, straight up, I'm not going to hook up with you tonight. If you want to come over, you want to get to know. Plus, I've never met you in person.
Yeah.
So that just made me think, okay, this guy thought immediately. He's going to come to my
apartment.
How
shallow, man.
Yeah, that's
crazy. He doesn't even know you.
See, at least you know.
You see, women have to know how to navigate the dating world.
Yep.
All right. So, by the way, we're talking to Jessica Bunavac. And so the show, tell us a little bit about what you are into these days.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing, our show is airing every Thursdays on Lifetime TV at 10 p.m., 10 Eastern, but then 7 Western.
Okay,
time.
What's the name of the show?
Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. Uh-huh. It's a modeling show. These are mom and daughters who has who has dreams of becoming a model. Not the moms, but the teenagers. Not the moms, but the teenagers. And we all lived in like a model house of Yolanda Hadid, which is the mom of Gigi and Bella Hadid. So we stayed there for 2 months.
Ah, you and your daughter.
Yeah, me and my daughter.
That's so fun. What a great bonding experience.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, I always say that the one thing that I loved about the whole show is my relationship with my daughter. I became so close to her. We bonded because there was no husband. There was no, you know, other
children, no distractions.
Yeah, although I still see my husband. I said, no, I need you. I need you to be with me. We lived there for like 2 months and we shared rooms with other mom and their teenagers.
Was there drama?
Oh, there's a lot of drama.
She's been in reality shows, also locked up. In the house.
Yeah. Right? It's like my favorite thing to do. I'm like, lock me up for 3 months. I'm ready.
Isn't it crazy?
It makes
you so emotional.
Yeah, you cry like every day.
Really? That's why I said, because I'm the funny one there in the show. And I said, okay, in the first 4 episodes, you'll see me funny, and then the next
it's like crying. Well, if your daughter looks anything like you, she will be a superstar for sure.
Thank you. She's 14 years old and she really that was her dream. She wanted to be
a model.
But then again, here in the US, when you can't do high fashion model until you're 18 years old. So this was like, this show helped her. Yolanda taught every, you know, single girl in the show how to prepare themselves, you know, if they really want to pursue the whole modeling industry.
Especially for rejection, too, because I feel like modeling is like a very tough gig. Like, have you ever watched America's Next Top Model?
Yes, I did.
It's almost like, I feel like that show is just very what's the right word I'm looking for, Sam? Not the opposite of encouraging.
Discouraging.
Yeah.
I'm the same thing. I'm like, wait, what is that
word?
And you said that right as I spaced out for a minute.
Yeah,
so
I was like, hello, Sam, are you over there? Help me out here because I am not remembering.
No, that's why this show will show you don't give up. If this is your dream, you know, pursue it. And it's a lot of work.
Well, modeling, it's just so crazy because if you see like a show like America's Next Top Model, there's women that aren't very, I wouldn't say attractive, but you would never think that they are models, and then all of a sudden they get the makeup and the wardrobe and the hairstyle. It's like, who the hell is that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Who is that? But then you have models like Bella or Gigi that's just like, where did you, how?
I know.
How? How is the entire family good looking? How?
I know. And they're very humble. You know, those kids and their mom, they're just very down to earth, very humble. They're just workaholics. They're just amazing people.
Very cool. And and you were fortunate enough to be included in this.
Yeah.
So you won out.
We didn't even audition for this. They just found us.
Really?
Yeah. It's like God sent it to us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it fell on your lap. Yeah. Huh? Wow. Yeah. How often does that happen?
Not often.
I'm telling you.
I'm waiting for something to fall in my lap. Like, please God, anything.
Not only is she a polished woman, she's a freaking fortunate one. Yes. My God.
So funny.
You hit the jackpot early on when you came into this world, I'm telling you. Yeah, oh, I'm sure you've got your own stories and your own baggage too, like everybody else, and challenges in life. But for the most part, I think you've overcome a lot.
Yes.
You know, you've built yourself a nice family you can be proud of.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Yeah. You know, I mean, to think you have a 30-year-old daughter is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's my age.
Yeah, I know. That's why when I said I'm starting my blog again and I want to talk about everything and plus, you know, how to raise a 30-year-old, a 20, and then a teenager. So I have like 30s, 20s, and 40 teenagers.
So you waited a long time between them.
Yeah.
The first time.
I was a
womanizer. Exactly.
I was like, ooh.
And the first time. Yeah, plus the first time was, wait a minute. So there's, the first one is 30, right?
Yes.
The other one is
30.
How long?
The other one's 23. He's
23.
24, yeah.
So.
So daughter, son, daughter.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So she was, wow.
Are they all close?
I'm doing
very
the math
close.
There.
Yeah, you know, when I go
wish
out,
I was closer with my brother.
I go to the club with my two kids because they're older. I go to the club with them and my friends would be like, I want to be like you. You and your husband, you party with your, you, we drink, we do everything with our kids. Oh, I want to be open to them. I want, you know.
I feel like that makes them live longer too because for me, if I ever have children, hopefully, God willing, I want them to feel like they're close to me. So if they ever go to a party and they get too drunk, I don't want them to feel like they have to get into somebody's car and drive home because they're too scared to call me.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you can call me. I'm going to pick your ass up. Yeah. We'll talk about it when you're sober in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like one of those moms where, like, I didn't get close to my parents until I was like 21. Really?
Yeah, there is a gap.
I'm still waiting on my kids to get back to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they will, trust me.
Yeah.
So I feel like my parents don't... I FaceTime my dad like a couple times a day. I feel like maybe he'll call me back like once a week.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello?
You see, I'm the opposite. I try to call him. He doesn't pick up the phone. And when we text, he stopped the conversation in the middle. That's my son, 24. With my 27-year-old daughter, it's getting better now.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
They will eventually go back. The hardest one is when they're 13, 16. Mm. That's when you really have to spend time with them.
Right.
If that passes, then it's hard for you to go back and, hey, I'm your dad, I'm your mom, I'm here for you. It's hard for them to trust you
That's
you
true.
Pass that age.
But no, but I mean, but we're exactly that.
Yeah.
But I just think maybe they're stuck in those ages emotionally or something, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I really think so.
But they will.
Like when your like daughters and stuff like lost their virginity, did they like tell you?
Yeah.
Really?
I gave my son condom, pills.
You see, why wouldn't they? I mean, she's the coolest mom ever, right?
See, I did not. But when my dad found out, he literally chased the dude around the neighborhood with a baseball bat. And I was like, my life is over. Thanks a lot, Dad. He's never going to call me now.
Because it's going to happen either way. It's going
to Now I'll tell my mom. Like, I'll call her and be like, Mom, oh my God, Mom, what are the signs of like an STD? Because I slept with this guy last night. You know,
Listen, guys, we're totally out of time, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Bunavach, tell people how they can find you, your website, how they can get your book. Yeah, I think after this conversation, folks, if you don't get the book, you're cheating yourself out of a good relationship that still has some hope, right?
Yes, there is.
Wow,
there's
this woman
hope.
Knows what
you
she's talking
hope.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can find me at www.polishedwoman.com. And my book is in Amazon and Barnes & Noble date like a girl, marry like a woman.
Awesome.
I actually just told him, that's so funny. Yesterday, I finished writing a book. I don't know how to publish it. So I'm going to have to get your contact so you can help me, girl.
There you go. Okay, listen. And because we're totally out of time of being rude now. Tell people how they can find you if they want to.
Guys, just go to my Instagram, XXO Danielle. All my other social media is on there.
Right. Yeah. And XXO, don't think it has anything to do with porn, because it doesn't. She didn't realize that XXX or XX is like a reference
to
porn.
I had no clue.
Go on Twitter and see all the friggin' porn star handles. You'll see what
I'm not
mean.
A porn star.
No. Yeah, there you go. Put up a sign. Can you imagine in your bio you put
I'm not a porn
star. Yeah.
I probably should.
I did have to bring this up, though. I mean, you get like thousands of likes and stuff, right? And
not
comments.
Enough.
Not enough. I mean, she gets like 3,000 likes.
That's
good. You know,
some of my videos get like 100,000
views. I barely get three. So, okay. So
we'll work on it.
No, but what I'm trying to say, I read some of the comments. Man, there's some haters out there, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't it like bring you down?
No. You see me? Do I look bothered to you?
No.
That's what I thought.
People say terrible things.
Yeah, like tell me to kill myself. I hope your life goes up in flames. I'm like, damn, what happened to you this morning?
I know.
Yeah.
Sun is out.
Anyway, go chill out, smoke
a
joint,
they're
relax.
They're not happy, that's why.
Yeah exactly.
Bye, guys.
Jessica,
bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
welcome
so much
back
for
on the show
me.
Anytime, of course. Everybody check out her show again on Lifetime.
Lifetime, making a model with Yolanda Hadid on Thursday, tonight. You should watch
I'm going to check it out.
I'm going to watch it, too.
Wow.
I'm excited.
How can we not? All right, everybody, and Danielle, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.